Clue A, literature. Exercise 1, page 108.
The Call of the Wild by Jack London. The Call of the Wild is a story of transformation in which Buck changes from civilized and moral to savage and wild. He must learn to live in a world where survival is everything. His development, or regression, was rapid. His muscles became hard as iron, and he became numb to pain. He could eat anything, no matter how disgusting or indigestible, and his body built it into the toughest and stoutest of tissues. Sight and scent became remarkably keen, while his hearing developed such acuteness that in his sleep he heard the faintest sound and knew whether it meant peace or peril. He learned to bite the ice out with his teeth when it collected between his toes, and when he was thirsty and there was a thick layer of ice over the waterhole, he would break it by jumping and striking it with stiff forelegs. His most noticeable trait was an ability to scent the wind and forecast it a night in advance. No matter how breathless the air when he made his bed by a tree or a bank, the wind that later blew always found him sheltered and snug. And not only did he learn by experience, but instincts long dead became alive again. In vague ways, he remembered back to the time the wild dogs ran in packs through the primeval forest and killed their meat as they ran it down. It was nothing for him to learn to fight with the quick wolf snap. This is how his forgotten ancestors had fought. They revived the old life within him, and the old tricks which they knew were his tricks. They came to him effortlessly, as though they had always been his. And when, on the still cold nights, he pointed his nose at a star and howled long and wolf-like, it was his ancestors pointing their noses at the stars and howling down through the centuries and through him voicing the meaning of the stiffness and the cold and the dark. Thus, as a token of what a puppet thing life is, the ancient song surged through him, and he came into his own again.